Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Tonight is Sunday, January the 16th, 2011, and this is Just Ask Amish, and I am your host, the Amish Comedian. And what we do on these shows is you ask questions, I ask my guide spirits, angels, and your guide spirits, angels, for the answers to your questions, hopefully to bring out some sort of resolution, to put you at ease, give you hope, faith or hope or anything that's going to make you feel better or put you on the right path or just to say, hey, you are on the right path and you're doing a good job and give you a pat on the back. And tonight I was drawn to my crystal ball, so I'm going to do crystal ball readings part deux. So when I asked the crystal ball, I said, what am I going to get from you? And it said, not what ye expecteth. So it speaks in Old English. So get prepared for something from the Middle Ages. Okay, so we have someone who's been waiting patiently with much tenacity with their hand up. So I'm just going to bring on the first caller. Hi there, you're on the show with Amish.
Hello?
Hi there, you're on the show with Amish.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. What kind of reading are you looking for tonight, Wendy?
Well, I was dating this man by the name of Steve.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, did he break up with me because of my mean relatives who talked behind my back? He did tell me they told him a few things about me.
Well, I'm sure they were untrue. What could they say mean about you, Wendy?
That I'm not all there and that he did a good job of telling me off because I was infatuated with him.
Well, then, that's not very kind, is it? Let me look. And was this mean relative on your mother's side of the family?
No, my dad's.
Your dad's side of the family. Okay, then I was getting someone else for you earlier. Because as I saw you in the queue, I went to my ball and I saw either a mother or grandmother figure within it. So is your grandmother on your mother's side passed or your mother passed?
Yeah, my grandmother on my mom's side has passed.
Okay.
All my grandparents have passed.
All of them have? Okay. Well, this one specifically was on your mother's side. And she really wanted to come through. And often they'll come through and let you know some of the answers to your questions as well. She wants to. She's showing me, and sometimes Spirit will show you funny things. She's showing me a paper bag. And when I think of a paper bag, I think of someone who, you know, a joke when we were, I don't know, teenagers, put a bag on her head. And I'm thinking, is this relative a little unattractive? I don't want you to talk bad about this person, but I'm trying to figure out what else this bag could mean. And I don't think it's a paper bag. Because your grandmother did quite love you, so.
Yeah, well, she had her moments with me, though. She was very, like, when I called my dad from her house, she had the whole bill printed, and she wanted me to pay her exactly how much I owed her for calling my dad long distance. And she had some ways about her that I could tell she didn't like me. And either did my dad's mom. My dad's mom yelled at me when I was little and all kinds of stuff.
So neither of your grandmothers were very nice to you?
Neither of them, no.
Oh, it's so horrible. Let me just see. Okay, so this is the grandmother, and she's showing me the bag. So maybe she was the bag.
Well, can I tell
maybe
you that...
Maybe she's a
my
man.
My dad's family,
mm-hmm.
My dad's sister lives with her uncle,
mm-hmm.
And they are like a couple.
Wow, that's, and you don't sound like you're from Alabama, so.
No.
Well, on the logical side, and it doesn't take my crystal ball to tell you this, if he's going to leave you based on what someone else has to say about you, then do you really want to be with that person?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, do you pick up on anything? Could that have been the reason why he stopped seeing me?
Does it matter? If he's going to not see you because of something that a relative has said behind your back about you, then that's not the person that you want to be with. And it really doesn't take me looking in here to, you know, figure that out for you. What you probably want to know is there going to be someone else? Or because sometimes when we're attached to a certain person or a certain thing, we don't leave ourselves open for something that's better. So you may think that this guy was all that in a bag of chips, back with the bag. There's going to be a lot of bag themes. But this obviously wasn't the one for you, or else this would not have happened. And, you know, do I think that you, your family members, there's something going on. I have to do this, and I swear I'm not going to heal anyone because everyone has to heal themselves. But you need to clear all those contracts with your relatives because obviously there's some funky stuff going on. Could be past life. Have you ever had a past life regression?
No.
Okay. Can you write this down?
They're very dark people.
Well, and you know what? They seem to be, and you're not. So we have to figure out what you need to learn from these people or what sort of contract that you have with them in order to clear it. Because this isn't, no one deserves this kind of treatment. And write this down, because this is the one that's coming to mind to me. It's called Doreen Virtues, Past Life Regressions with the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a CD. Just listen to it. I think it's only $5 or $10. Listen to it, and you can go back into your own past lives. You don't need to pay a hypnotist $300 to do it. And it, you'll actually probably even see these people in your past lives. Then you know what your connection is. Once you can acknowledge it, you can move on, and your relationship will change for the better. Now, this gentleman himself, he's... he's showing me, or I'm being shown for him, a car. It's like a race car, but it's one of those Formula One cars where only one person can sit in it. And at first I thought maybe that he was interested in someone else, but I don't think that he is. I think he's just interested in himself for right now. So if it's being someone that you want down the road, then that's great. But right now he needs to be in this car by himself, and that's that. If you do love him, that's exactly what you you need to do for him, is just let him be, because he really does need to be alone right now. And these relatives, you really need to come to terms with what these contracts are, and if there's something that you're not interested in anymore, i.e. being treated like crap, you need to clear them and just let them go their path, and you're going to go your path. But until you can do that, while you're still attached to them, and while you're letting them affect you by sabotaging you, it's not going to help you at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do that work yourself, though.
Yeah, well, I've already decided to stay out of harm's way. I can't deal with them. They're constantly. They did the same thing to my mom. So.
Is your mom okay now? Has she sort of written them off? And.
Oh yeah, she can't go back there. They caused her a lot of pain, a lot of grief. And my mom's very beautiful, and they're very jealous of her.
Very real. That's a very real possibility. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, you need to clear those contracts that you have with these people, because I don't feel that you've done that yet, because you don't know what the connection is, and you don't know what the lesson was, but you need to come to that realization yourself, what the lesson is, what the contract was, and then clear the contract. But you can only do that after acknowledging what the lesson is. More often than not, the lesson is strength. However, once you feel that and you know that, then you'll be able to clear the contract. Because we're contracted in our lives to people for different reasons, but we have to know what the reason is, and we have to know that we've gotten the whole point of that relationship.
Hmm.
All right?
Okay.
You okay, Wendy?
Did you see anybody coming into my life?
Not until you get clear of all of this, because until you can clear this stuff out, the same things are going to repeat. The patterns are going to repeat. They'll sabotage you, or you'll end up sabotaging yourself until you can clear these contracts and do some sort of regression or something, some sort of meditation where you can acknowledge what these lessons are, and then you can move on. I'm suspecting it's probably strength, but again, until you feel it and know it, you won't be able to do it. Of course, there'll be someone else, but you don't want to be in the same repeating pattern. You want to be clear and free of attachment. Also, you're not really free of him yet, so it wouldn't be fair to someone else to come in, would it?
I thought I was through with him.
Well, no, you're calling and asking,
but you know,
about him. So you're not through with him. He's still on your mind. So, and it's easy. It's easier, you know, you think about it as a big, enormous feat. It's not a big, enormous feat. You know, just sit down. You don't even have to get a meditation CD. If you can do it on your own, there's lots of stuff online you can do. You know, just listen to it and then decide what path you want to go down. But, you know, acknowledge that there's lessons, too. Everyone's put into our life for a reason, even these very evil relatives. And you may be there to teach them something, too. And if you can teach them something, too, that makes you a healer. Because you've got so much for you. There's so much for you to do in this life. So, you know, accept it. You're going to be of service. You're going to help other people. So the sooner you can start doing that, the better. Yes.
Okay.
Much love to you, Wendy. And sorry I couldn't tell you more, but I'm sure once you get through all that, call back and I'll be able to see very clearly for you. And your grandmother admits she's a bag.
I don't know what that means. Oh, dear.
Okay, take care, Wendy.
Okay, much love to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Wendy. She was hanging on very patiently. So she was our first caller on the show. We have 46 minutes left. So if anyone else wants to call in. And Wendy, you can, if you press 1 again, you can take your hand down if you just want to listen in. Okay, let's see what's going on in the chat room. Well, something about someone's legs being shaved. Suze. Now, I don't remember Suze. Suze, a flash from the past. Was it the first part of last year? I can't remember. Okay, so, Paisley's working her way up to the top of her legs. Let's see. You have a wallpaper. Oh, yeah, exactly. Guided Truth says, if you want to know if you're going to stay married, you have to wallpaper a bathroom together. You know, I don't bite off more than I can chew ever, which is part of my problem. But I know I can't do that. So I just accept defeat. I cannot work on home repairs with my spouse. It just won't work. It's not happening. So if you can do that, Lisa, then you're all that in a bag of chips. If you can wallpaper or tile or fix something or do something that takes maybe more than a day together, that is awesome. I like to divide the tasks and separately do the tasks, not ever two at a time. I will strip the wallpaper. He can wallpaper. Or I will strip the paint and he can paint. Or I will do a crappy paint job and he can fix it. That's the way it works in our world. Sue says, couple who lives through wallpaper and are soulmates. That's exactly the true test. But you are exactly right, Sue. Okay, What else is going on? Okay, Ellen, you can call in, and I will tell you you can sleep around, too, if you want. You know what? I aim to please. Sometimes I don't tell people things that they want to hear, but I think there's going to... Oh, wait, we've got someone else calling in. Oh, no, we don't. 917's hand isn't up, so I think that they are just listening. So I do have someone else who was going to do some angel readings. She just called me on the line, but I was talking to Wendy. Is what is the if your call waiting goes off while you're hosting a Blog Talk Radio show, are you supposed to pick it up or are you supposed to let it go to voicemail? I don't know the etiquette. So let me just email my angel lady, Dory, and see if she wants to call in and be a guest on the show. Un momento, por favor. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Well, you know, if it has been a while, Ellen, and I'm not saying that it was because I'm not outing you, the first time out of the gate's going to be really difficult, but it gets easier after that. So that's why you got to do it around, not just once. It's got to be like maybe 5, 6, 7 times, because the first time is going to be lousy. And that doesn't mean that every other time is going to be lousy. It just means that the first time is just your warm-up run. So here's Angel Lady. I will send her that. There we go. Here we go. Para. Amish, long time, I'll see you. Whatever happened to Para? I can't remember, Suze. I can't remember things that happened yesterday. So asking me to remember something that happened more than, say, a month ago, you might as well be asking me to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm not even American. I won't know. I'll just stare at you blankly. I've perfected that. I think it's called, I call it Craft Disease, C-R-A-F-T. Can't remember a fucking thing. I can't. I honestly can't. So it's a disease. I should be on some sort of disability for it. Oh, yeah. Lisa says, if it's someone from Reader's Digest calling through on the call waiting, or at the Ontario Lottery Corporation, I do pick up the call. So that's what happens. Yes, if it's money coming through, or if it just says dollar signs, that would be clever. You know, those telemarketers, they always have stupid numbers on their telemarketing thing, so you never pick it up. But if it was just dollar signs or God or something like that, I think I would pick up the phone. That would be so cool if God called and it said God on it. That would so be cool. Oh, Lisa J. Susan, I remember Lisa. Yes. Oh, it's not coming to me, Suze. Sorry. Oh, the Lisa J Show. They stopped playing in Canada a while ago, so I haven't heard it for probably about a year. Apparently, CBS Radio has decided that Canada doesn't need internet radio, so they don't broadcast in Canada. Although I did think that the part of the internet was that it could be, you know, worldwide, but apparently Canada isn't part of the world. Okay, so let's see who we got in the chat. We've got people with their hands up. Okay, we've got, hey, Dory, you're on the show.
I was asking you. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay.
I'm thinking,
hey, do you want to be the guest?
Okay, what's the J? And why I got that? Are you trying to figure out somebody's name with a J?
Someone's name with a J? Lisa J. Mm-hmm. Suze is trying to tell me that we met before, and I can't remember because I can't remember a fucking thing because I've got Kraft disease. And
well, I bet sometimes, but usually when you remember something, if she said her last name, that might be more memorabilia to you.
Nah, I doubt I would have known her last name, to be honest with you. And then we're talking about, you called me on the phone, and it was called waiting. And
I apologize for that, because instead of calling in the show, I called your home number. and that's a good example. Sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't, or I can't remember shit.
Well, that's because you've got Crohn's disease too.
Okay. Well, that works for me. I like that. I'm gonna have to work that.
Do you want to do an angel reading? Because I've got someone with their hand up.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I can't guarantee anything, but we'll try.
Okay.
If you need any messages.
Hi there. You're on the air with Dory and Amish.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, it's you. 936. Oh. Is that you?
That would be me.
Okay. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Thomas. I'm calling from Texas.
Thomas
from Texas?
Yeah.
You don't have a Texas accent.
Well, I choose not to.
Well, that's a blunt answer, isn't it?
Thomas, every now and then I have a show where everyone has to call in with an accent, so, you know, I'd be expecting an accent. But this isn't one of those shows because I'm doing the crystal ball, and I really need to focus with the crystal ball.
Well,
but
if you catch me in a right mood, I can put that South Texas thing on. But
No.
That's like it.
That's like it. But I'm glad you choose not to because it's really, I was going to say, I mean, I'm actually impressed because usually a lot of people I talk from the South, I can't even understand a freaking word what they're saying. Which makes me look stupid. Gotta tell you.
Well, you know, it was really fun when I drove a cab for a living in Houston and would pick people in my yellow cab and they go, "Where are you from?" And I go, "Right here in Texas." "You don't have an accent." "Am I supposed to?"
No, actually you're not. But that's funny. My daughter never had one. Now she does, and she's only lived 2 years down in San Antonio. Go figure.
Hmm.
Maybe she chose to, huh?
Do you have a question for us, Thomas?
What's that?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Do you have a question? Because I got to focus on this crystal ball over here. Dory will give you whatever she gets.
Most people say they don't do general reading, so I'm not going to say a general. I'm just going to leave it wide open, and whatever decides to come to me through you, I am open to. How about that? Is that fair enough?
Okay. That's fair. Okay. I'm looking at my crystal ball, so Dory, if you get anything, you go right ahead.
Well, I don't have a crystal ball like you do, you know that, but I do have angels that come in for reasons, for messages. And Thomas, I have to ask you something. If you're really concerned about a family member?
Not in particular. I've lost friends recently.
Right.
Part of the...
friends are sometimes family. I just wanted to ask you if you were involved with recently just changing a religion, whether it was a religion and just like the ordinary, whether it's Protestant to Catholic or Catholic to Judaism or Buddhism or something like that, where there's a lot of yoga meditation going on?
Let us just say that I am expanding on being more than just a human.
You're expanding more than being a human? Okay.
Yeah, so paradigms, belief systems, all of those things, I'm shedding those.
You're shedding those or you're trying to renew? I mean, I am being told by my angel that you're asking for a regrowth. You're asking for a redirection.
Yeah, that's basically it. There's a place for those things or a time for those things, but they don't have any place in my life anymore, so I'm letting those things go. I don't use the word belief anymore. I either know or I don't know.
Okay, could you repeat that, please?
I said the word belief is out of my vocabulary. I either know or I don't know.
Okay.
Belief to me is what occurs in the absence of evidence.
Let's scratch the word belief and just call it the word faith.
Okay.
Is that more? Okay. So in other words, my angel's telling me, my personal angel's telling me that you're actually looking for a different direction in your faith.
Oh, yes.
And whether or not it's something that you're actually elaborating on to excel in your whatever your career is, whatever your home life. I know you're not retired.
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm on disability, so that's kind of like retirement.
But that's what I was going to say. And you've also done messaging for people, whether it was through intuition or whatever?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Please forgive me if I ask this. I need a number from 1 to 12, and there's a reason for that. I'm not going to explain it on the air. It's going to take too long, and she's only having an hour show. Actually, it's less than 40 minutes now. So if you wouldn't mind giving me a number from 1 to 12, please.
11.
11. this is because it's 2011. No, I'm just kidding.
11's a math.
I hate that one. That number I would have chosen to.
I'm just making a joke here. I'm trying to be a little humor.
Yeah, I know.
There's in your retirement. I mean, this is funny that you're saying that you're actually giving messages to people, because I see that people are actually impressed by what messages you have given to them in the past. Something of you've actually brought a lot of encouragement and inspiration to others in that past. That statement alone, it says it all. Why can't I count when we're old? Why can't we count anymore, huh?
I have no idea.
Craft disease.
I woke up from a nap this afternoon, and I didn't even know what day it was anymore, so go ahead.
Well, that's fine. That's what happens when you retire. You don't know what day it is. You're not supposed to. You don't have to time on a clock. Time is not your master anymore. You manage that. And that's my message to you from my angels. You're managing your time very well. Although, even though I had stated to you that she was telling me, and I think the reason, ironically, is that the message card that I got from the angel, because I have angel cards in front of me from Doreen Virtue. I don't know if you're familiar with her. The card I pulled on the number that you spoke, which was from one of the disciples, was new beginnings and a fresh start. So if this is answering your question as to you're saying it was anything in general, there is quite a gratification of what you're doing and implying yourself to having this realization or awakening. Needless to say, I'm not going to say you're not a believer in God, but you are. And it has something to do with things that you're actually witnessing, you're viewing, you're noticing, and you're actually aiding to other individuals around you, including yourself. I'm not going to say, does that make any sense to you? Because I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I do.
Blows your mind, doesn't it? You're not alone, buddy. You're not alone. So,
see, what I'm getting for you, Thomas, is at first I saw someone with a walking stick, but it wasn't like a cane like a person would have these days. It was more like, a gnarled old piece of wood, like someone would find in the woods. Which indicates to me, but it was I feel that your journey, you are on it, you're solitary on this journey. And it's a journey people have taken over the ages. However, I do feel that you are at a crossroads. You're, not going left, not going right. You've entered a period of stagnation with your growth, and it's causing you some concern. However, there is some more contemplation to be had. There is going to be, and they showed me a flame, like a flicker of light. And this flame was attached to a place. So I don't know if you've heard of ley lines or anything, but there's some real significance to a part of the country. And I'm not feeling that it's Texas for you. Because when I think of Texas, I don't think of a lot of trees or green or water, really, even though you are on the ocean. But I'm seeing more, I don't know if it's Alabama or some place where there's more greenery. It's not too far from you, but it's not right in Texas. Maybe it's even Wyoming. I'm not quite sure. However, I believe that you know where it is. And when you get to this place, there'll be some sort of light that's going to go off, and you're going to be able to go back on the path, because right now it's like you're at a crossroads.
Right, and Tris, and I don't mean to interrupt it, Thomas. These are the mistakes that you made before you stood by in this crossroads. Their mistakes are forgiven and forgotten. If you've had improvement in a relationship that was apparent, and then you've had like a dissolvement of another that's not quite gone, but you don't want it to be, it'll be renewed or it'll be like resolved. Okay, did you recently move into? I know you retired, disabled. Did you move into a new home or new surroundings from somewhere to Texas, or have you been there most of your life? Because
I've lived here all my life.
As I said, she sees you going to another state, and then it's apparent it's like something is definitely going to be clear and decluttering, that you're going to have the chance to actually go for a long duration of time, not permanent, maybe not, unless it's, again, it's a choice made by you. But
I didn't feel it permanent either. I just felt it was,
I think it was just like some kind of, maybe a long visitation, maybe somebody that you're having a relationship with now, or the one that you're married to now. I'm not a psychic. I can't really see you. It's just definitely there's shut up. There's definitely something. I don't know how you laugh at me. There's definitely something that is a new beginning with a fresh start.
If I may clarify, I'm laughing because you guys are pretty much hitting it on the head. I was divorced in June of 2009, basically taking the leash off of me. So that's kind of why I'm at a stagnation point, because I don't know exactly which direction I want to go in. As far as faith, that was definitely being rewritten or challenged within my own life, because I'm 6'7" tall. And I never in my life...
6'7" tall? Is that like taller than a gnome or a leprechaun? Yeah.
Yeah, 6.5 feet tall is how tall I am. And I never in my life thought that I would run across another primate that could literally call me midget. But I have. My family owns... My family owns 900 acres of woods down the road here from me, about 10 miles. And I've seen them during the daylight 8 times now. I've got recordings of them. I have photographs of them. And I have interactions with them. So there isn't anything...
Cool.
In any type of religion or faith that covers these individuals, and so it's basically like going to another country and discovering
right.
A new
and again your faith is based upon a lot of things that you're looking at, like nature. It's amazing what you're noticing that you're looking at. Why didn't I see that before? And it's a renewal.
I've heard of those people before too, Thomas. Yeah, the ones that you're seeing in the woods.
Yeah, most people call them Bigfoot, but, you know, there are
types. I wouldn't really call them Bigfoot. I'd call them...
They're
like,
thinner
you know,
than Bigfoot, though, aren't they?
I don't know. I know a lot of people now that I actually think they were shaving down and taught how to speak. No, just kidding. this, again, is something that you're very... How can I put this? What would I say that a person in Tanzania would be more or less into the religion of a shaman kind type of thing, where they're actually with one that they can not disrupt the natural balance?
I have to tell the woman that was reading from the crystal ball when you said gnarled old staff. I have a 6-foot-long pear tree limb in my car.
Yeah.
That goes everywhere I go.
Do you ever walk with it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then that's what I'm saying.
When I go out in the woods, I use that as a walking stick because I have multiple sclerosis, so I've had a vertigo since 2006, and I walk like a drunk man with no alcohol involved. It's kind of fun sometimes.
Kind of.
I have fibromyalgia, and that's how sometimes I walk too, like I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So I too have a walking stick. I
love it when people ask me, where are you going? I look at them and say, I have no idea.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, you know,
all right, Thomas,
you've
got some other people on the line, so is it okay if I let you go, Thomas?
Why, sure, and I really appreciate the two of you working with me and telling me everything you did, and I enjoy your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, now
get
you
this,
can start
Thomas. Sue's in the chat room is saying that her son is 6'7".
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, you're forgiven and whatever that you really thought you couldn't go forward. You go forth and just enjoy. It's a fresh
start. All right, you ladies have a good
awakening.
Night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Thomas. Thanks for calling. That was Thomas from Texas. That's called alliteration. I don't know where area code 917 is, but we're going to pick up the line. Hello, 917.
Hi.
You're on the show.
Now you're picking up his accent. You nut. 917, who are we talking to? Where are you from? Don't even tell me you're from your mom, because I'm a mom, too.
Whoa. Hi, this is Ellen. I'm in the chat room as Skating Angel.
Oh, hi, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. I just heard that terrific reading the two of you just gave that gentleman, so I decided to raise my hand.
All right, Ellen. This is Dory. We've got Dory, and then, of course, I'm Amish. So do you have any specific questions, or are you just looking for a time frame on when you might get some action?
She's looking at a time frame. I'm not in the chat room. Did you write a question in the chat room that you're looking when you're going to get a booty call? You did not.
No. I was actually more important. How about this? I'll let you decide what's important. I wasn't calling about a booty call. I was calling actually about work and career and finances. But if booty call is more important to you, that's fine, too.
Dory, do you want her to pick a number?
But I can't dare. I mean, again, I have to really. Did you explain them? I'm not psychic, so if I get a message for you, fine. As far as these things that you approach to me, I want to pick up a number from 1 to 12. I'll see what comes up. And again, you still have to make choices of whatever, because I mean, I'm being told by my angel that you had several, and you're kind of like indecisive because they're not really looking as good as they appear to be. What's the number between 1 and 12? And then I'll let Amish voice her opinion first while I...
12.
Oh, okay. And then here you go. Well, I thought you said well instead of 12. Never mind. Okay, Amish, go ahead. I'll be with you and I'll interrupt you.
Okay. Oh, let me look in this crystal ball. Sorry, just responding to...
Did you know why warlocks can't have any babies?
That what can't have any babies?
Warlocks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they have crystal balls.
Yeah, auntie witch, they never had any kids. But the witches did. Okay. Ellen.
Yeah?
Here's what I'm getting from you, and this is from my crystal ball. you've sort of encapsulated yourself. And, you know, we've spoken before, so it doesn't take a psychic to tell you that. However, I've got a flame on the other side, and it's showing the flame, but it's also putting, like, a huge capsule around the ball. So it's showing that, you know, you're sort of – and there's nothing wrong with that, because what that means is that you've kind of perfected detachment. So you don't get sucked into everybody's problem. You're very detached from everyone else's problems. But it's also showing me that you need to have – and I'm going to have to talk about it in energy terms because I can't think of any other way to put it because I am looking at a flame, and a flame is energy. You need to open up the crown chakra, and it's not showing me the heart chakra, though. It's just showing me the crown chakra and actually a bit of the throat chakra, and you need to burst through the bubble a little bit. You can keep it there, but there needs to be a couple openings. And you'll know when, because you're sort of not as in the world as you need to be right now.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
I guess it does, but it doesn't tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. I guess I'm not in the world enough to figure that out. Not in the world enough. I'm not being practical enough. Is that what it means? Not grounded enough.
Well, maybe I can help you with this one if you're already done with her as far as you can explain.
Bring on the clarity, Dory. Bring on the clarity.
All right. Actually, this is ironic because I really wasn't expecting a message because usually, as I say, people with the request that you have is all about choices. It's the choice of what direction you want to take and what you feel right without thinking, and that's really how you feel about it. Ironically, Uriel, my angel, had pulled out the answer for you that you created the situation and you have the power to change it. Now,
okay.
It could be the let go of the blame. Were you in a job that didn't suit you right? You took the blame for something or blamed something on somebody else, and it's haunting you. She's telling me for you to write down a list of actions and steps to take, then follow through the one. If one doesn't work, take the next one. That's why I said... I had the very instinctive feeling that what I'm going to ask you right now, have you been applying for several positions and you're actually impatient in getting a response, or you're not quite sure which direction to take?
I'm following different directions. I'm putting a whole lot of stuff out just in the hope that something will catch on because I did.
Yeah, well, are you waiting for it to fall in your lap or actually you pursuing the one that you want? You have to make this list and pull the one that you want. Have
well,
an honest discussion.
I'll be frank. At this point, I don't know what I want anymore. It's gotten to the point where I've lost track of what I want because things I did want didn't happen. And so
So this, again, is you created the situation, so you have the power to change it. All right? You do understand what she says when she says that. Since you made the choice of you don't know now what you want to do, then you have to evidently pull out of what... Forget about what happened yesterday. It's like walking and stubbing your toe. The pain goes away eventually, and so does the situation. But
okay,
did you have an honest discussion with someone else in this situation?
I'm sorry,
that's
say that
kind
again,
of pushed.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Did you have a discussion with someone else that they told you to take one or more steps that's actually making you kind of confused and undecisive?
I don't think so.
Well, again, the clarity of it all is you're saying you don't know which way to go. I think that out of the several ones, this might sound really foolish to do that. If you can write them on separate pieces of paper on the ones that you choose. It seems like your financial and the career is the most important. It's the top of the list, correct?
Yeah.
Right. But there's several ideas, and she showed me about 5 of them. And then I'm not telling you to pull a rabbit out of your butt, okay? But I want you to just pull them separately, close your eyes, and ask your angel which one to choose for you. And turn the one that you have turned over on all 5, whatever you have, and that's the one you should go for. Now, if it seems like the one that, oh, I didn't want that, go for it anyways, because there might be more of a reward to it than you think. This is why it's going to enable you to create. It's going to give you the upper hand to create it to the way that you want it. And you may find clarity in doing that. Sounds far-fetched. It sounds unbelievable. It sounds like a little game. But, sister, I don't have to let you know that life can be a game. It's all about the chances that you take. And it's all about the choices that you make. Right?
Hmm.
Okay, am I confusing you? Okay, she has a question for you, Amish.
Okay.
No.
And, you know, I think that maybe the connections that I'm looking at as well are maybe outside of work, and maybe here's what happens with our lives. You know, your big focus right now is work, but spirit wants you to be concerned with relationships. So what they do is they take that work out of your grasp so that you're forced to acknowledge the relationships and move in that direction. So once you make that jump or go in that direction, then the work opens up to you, which is what I feel is the case with you. So you know what? Just put the work to the side. I know you need the money, but put it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can get on and have a relationship or relationships, and it doesn't have to be romantic. It could be, you know, meeting a new friend, meeting someone who... You know, maybe a study partner, maybe you join a women's group, I don't know. You go to the gym, you make friends, something like that, to that effect, getting out of the bubble, then the work will come. Because I do feel that, it's the same thing with me too, when work's not meant to be, it ceases. And then I'm forced to move in a different direction. Sometimes they want me to work on my physical body, sometimes they want me to work on my spirituality, sometimes, you know, education, that sort of thing. But once I do what I need to do, where they're steering me toward, then the other door just opens up automatically. So it's not worth beating your head against the wall. Just go in a different direction for a while.
That could be another thing to do. Give yourself permission to make a healthy life change, whatever it's worth, regardless. It's whatever you present to yourself, and like you said, you feel confused and don't know what to do, the direction is still, you have the power to go anywhere you want to go. So if one doesn't seem right for you, go on the other one. And again, Amish could be correct. Try putting the work thing, I mean, even though if you need the money right now, like yesterday, that could be a problem. And all the stress factor and everything else that applies to it can actually be, you know, stop you from doing on what you decide to do. But, and again, her relationship is not always with a husband or a loved one. It could be, you know, with a child or a new friend, a new maid friend, or even an old friend that you haven't talked to in a while. But I really think that something is, and overall, apparently, you know, these are going to turn out because you created a situation and you have the power to change it. It will change for positive. Because you know you have no other alternative but to make nothing better, because you don't want it to go any, you know, any worse. God, I sound like my mother.
Don't we all end
up? I hate that. But no, seriously, it'll be fine. And I think once you do, you know, they'll be so caught up and worried because you're not going to get kicked out of your home. You're not going to lose everything. Even that once you've made up your mind, things are actually going to play their part in assisting you to help that creation that decision that you made in the situation get better. That's just the universal law. if you're going to turn around and take a job and say, oh, I just need this job because I need to pay bills, how happy are you going to be and not a very good happy camper? You're going to want something that's going to at least put a little, a little compassion in it, not so much pride. Get it?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. I really have problems. I'll have to think about how to implement it, but I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You'll figure it out. You're a smart lady, Ellen. You'll get it. And
do you have any kind of date for her to at least anticipate something to come up on the surface, Amish, or no?
In terms of work, she's going to hate this, but the number 7 came. So, and for me, it's usually the month, so July. So, and from January to July is a long time. So,
it's true.
Yeah. But that's the number that came to me with 7 right away. And normally it
will
be.
Did she say what else was in July?
Pardon me?
What did the caller say what else was in July?
No, I just said, yes, that is a very long time. That's all I said.
Yeah, it is a long time. So, do what you got to do. We have to let you go, though. Cause
are you on unemployment insurance right now? Or are you having some other income coming in right now, or no?
No, no.
Maybe that number's
coming. It's her birthday, so she had a question, too. So she can't call in, so we'll have to do it a different way for her, okay? Thank you for calling in, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Well,
good luck, sweetheart. She'll be fine. Trust in God.
All right. So we've got Paisley, and it's her birthday. I don't know what her question is, and I know you have to hear her voice in order to give her a reading, right?
Not necessarily. The angels work through.
Really? Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Know exactly.
Excuse me. I was wrong.
No, no. It helps for me because I can, recognize. You already told me she's a female, is she not?
Paisley is a female, yes, and it's her birthday.
Okay,
on
that's
Wednesday.
What. And Uriel's telling me. So happy birthday, and she's what, 39?
Paisley, I think she's only 28.
28? Okay.
I don't know. How old are you?
Is she 29 or 38? She's, Muriel's telling me 29 or 39. How old is she at? She should be hearing
29
me on the radio.
Or 39. I don't know. She'll have to answer, but there's a bit of a delay on the phone, so I need to start looking in my bowl for Paisley. All right. So, she says she will be 38. So you were right on. You
mm-hmm.
said 38.
Well,
right away.
It's not me. It's Uriel. Okay. She said the 39th year. This is her 39th year. This is her time that she's 39. Tell her that today is the 16th, but ask her, Uriel's telling me that if she picks the number for the disciples from 1 to 12, it would be number 9. Is that correct?
Okay, Paisley, would you choose the number 9 from 1 to 12 if that were your choice? I'm not trying to ask you a leading question at all. But the angels are saying that would be the number that you would choose.
I'm getting a strong one.
Okay. No, I don't.
She didn't respond on that, did she?
She's still there, and she's not answering. But anyways, give her a message. She'll be able to hear it.
Well, Uriel's telling me it's number 9, and there's a reason for that. I have no idea yet, but it's very strong that she told me it's her 39th year. So she's just turned 38. Something is going to happen in the 39th year. I don't know. What do you see in your crystal ball, darling? I need to put your ball
I'm
in clouds.
I'm seeing, a splitting. Like, there's a division within herself. There's it's about balance. This is her year of balance. She's right now, she's sort of divided on which area she should focus on.
Well, ask her if she's in a relationship. She can't answer. I mean, is that what you're trying to tell me? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
She's not replying in the chat room. I asked her what number she picked from 1 to 12, and she didn't reply to me. So that's why it's difficult to do readings when they're not calling in. Cause
how did she get the question to you then?
She typed it, but
she just typed
now
it was her
birthday. Now she's not replying. She said, she says, I will be 38. So on Wednesday, she will be 38. So, yes, she is going into, she was thinking a 6, which is an inverted 9, so pretty close. And no,
okay,
she's not in a relationship.
Right. Well, the relationship she had was unhealthy, so it was a good thing that she left it. Right?
Okay, so that was a good relationship for her to leave. Okay.
That's correct. So that's what you were going to, where you were taking yours at, and...
No, I was going more with what she's got going on within her right now. Like, I've got,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing two balls of light, one on either side of her, and it's about her trying to strike a balance or her deciding which area to focus on. And actually, this is, you know, a good one for this year for everybody. It's about balancing the masculine and the feminine energies within herself. However, there's something else that she's working on. She's not sure if she should go down that path or another path. It's like she's at a crossroads as well. But I think if she works on the balancing of the masculine and feminine energies, and she can do that through meditation or I just ask her angels to help her with that, she'll be fine and it'll help her, you know, and then the path will become crystal clear to her once that's worked on. So,
right.
But you go on.
I don't know if this is that path has any direction with the... it's so weird. A favorable outcome is to happen before the 39th year of her birth. So, you know, you can take that two ways. I mean, you're born and you're conceived after 9 months in your first year, whatever. But before, by her 39th, there's a favorable outcome. And what you're going to tell me, a possible effect about a legal matter will be settled in your favor. Unless this is for you, Amish. A new relationship for her would be long-term. She'll get the desired job. This is so point blank that Uriel is telling me that. I just can't believe that she's really speaking with me. Like, tell her that she's going to have a new job. Tell her that she's going to be in a long-term relationship. Tell her that she'll get the desired job. The money will come through. The healing will occur for this one. The healing of emotion. But a legal matter will be settled. So I have no idea what this woman is going through as far, but this is what Uriel is just telling me, that it's a favorable outcome. And this will all
get
her before her 39th.
Haley's saying, oh, yay, I'm ready for something good.
Well,
and
this again is not next week.
And she's got a court case on January 25th.
Bum, bum, bum. Thank you, Uriel.
There you go.
Angels don't lie. But it's a favorable outcome for her, so it will settle in her favor. So if this is money or something that has to do with apparently developing... By the way, the new relationship that will be long-term will arise after the fact of the settlement being in her favor.
Okay, so the relationship's after the settlement. Okay, so now she's
and then that desired job. I mean, these things will be boom, 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 but this is all going to transpire before her 39th year. So this is not going to all happen in next
year. Ahead of her.
January, she said her court was, what, January, what, 20-something? Well, then
January
25th. Okay, then it may just happen this year. It may happen quicker than whatever, but it is going to happen before her 39th birthday. That's what Uriel told me. So good luck, sweetheart. You got some good news on the way, so that a favorable outcome is yours, and if she can write it down, it's the legal will be settled in her favor, new relationship will be long-term, she'll get her desired job, and the money will come through. So
happy birthday, Paisley. How do you like that? Them apples. There you go, Paisley.
That's an awesome message from Uriel. I mean, I get those very rare and in between. Why can't it be me? I don't know.
Okay, we got another one. Okay, and we only got seven minutes left. Lisa wants to know about her money situation. She also goes by Guided Truths.
Guided Truth. Okay. Again, if I get the message, it won't come out of my angel, but it'll go right through you. Again, the picking of disciples, 1 through 12.
Okay, Lisa, pick a number, 1 through 12.
He's going to say 7.
Okay. Woohoo to Paisley. Paisley. It's hard to hold a phone. You know, professional blog talk radio hosts would actually have headsets, but me, I hold a phone to my ear.
So do I. Did she pick number 7?
Okay, what number? Oh, she picked 5.
Oh, my God, okay.
Lisa picked 5.
Okay, and she wants to know, basically it's about money. Again, money, it's not always guaranteed in that message, you know, because for whatever, I'm certain that this is, use your imagination and you'll see the answer. What is her nickname or whatever, Angel with the Guides? use your imagination. Is she imagining this money coming to her, or is she imagining starting a new career, or is she just graduating from somewhere? I'm throwing out these stupid questions, which I'm not listening to Uriel, so.
I think she teaches classes on intuition, so, you know, I don't think she's
really
taking classes. I think she's teaching them, so you've got that education part down.
Well, she has to sit down with a pen and paper and start brainstorming. Wow, that's going to be a tasking for her because it gives her headaches sometimes. Move forward with your new... She has a new idea, and this is why I think she's asking about money. No matter how far-fetched it sounds, young lady, your ideas are the answers to your prayers and to others. You're fully supported as you pursue this. Jot down a list. What is it with this people needing to jot down a list? The last ladies...
She wants to win the lottery, so sitting down with numbers is probably, I'm writing the numbers down would be a lottery win.
No, Uriel's telling me it's not for lotteries at all. There's something actually, she has an idea like an invention.
An invention?
Or a formula, like a recipe, a formula. Is she like responding to that? Because that's what I'm getting. But yet she hesitated because somebody told her it was too far-fetched and she was dreaming to have she's very inventive. Know that you deserve and receive heaven's guidance and gifts, young lady. So with your imagination, and you'll see the answer, let go of your fear now. Because there's nothing if you know you're on the right path, there's nothing that can stop you except for you choosing to listen to other people telling you it's a far-fetched idea.
Okay.
That's the message I got for her, so I don't know what her response is as far as that goes.
She's got a yellow head and it's going back and forth, but it's smiling. Okay, Lisa, here's what I'm getting for you. Said
crystal ball, I don't know what that means.
I looked at it. What I'm getting is something to do with energy and your fingertips. I don't know if you've been doing healings lately, but, and this even goes beyond healings. It goes to physical mediumship, so you're going to be able to do the whole ectoplasm thing, make things move, like table tipping, that sort of thing, with the energy from your fingertips. Now, I know it sounds very Star Trekian or whatever, but I just see rays of energy coming from your fingertips, and I'm feeling it right now. Like, there's so much energy in there, but I don't think it pertains to healing. I think it pertains to
creativity, to invention. I'm telling you. This.
Oh,
you
she's
think?
Talking about the typing of the book. She's typing a book.
Okay. And somebody
all right.
Told her
well, that's the energy from the fingertips. So.
Can you forward her and my email, please, to give me confirmation of that, or she can give you confirmation right now, because I know you got about 3 minutes of the show going over the edge. It's just something very strong. Her and the other one where I had that... Oh, God, see, I totally forget right now. I closed her off. Sorry. Whatever it was, the last two ladies that I did, the one that was really very powerful and very clear.
That was
this one.
Oh, the one that didn't call in?
Yeah, both of them didn't call in, right.
They both
didn't call in, but the very first one that you said, the 39th year. You can
okay, yeah,
that's
you. I'll send you her email. So you want them to contact you?
Well, if they wouldn't mind. Yeah, because there's more to this, and I just don't have time on your show without taking your...
Oh, yeah, we only have 2 minutes left.
I know. See how long time goes on. We have fun. We do so well together. You're so connected with my angels. That's a good thing.
90 seconds.
Rare.
All right.
But okay, yeah, if you can put in the room my email, and, you know, it's not going
to okay,
hurt
so what
me.
Do you want Paisley, the one who's turning 38, to email you about?
To let me know about her outcome and also to give me information about how, whatever I said to her, she wrote it down. I can't remember. Again, the angels talk to me, and it's like you telling me, like, you got that craft thing going on. And this one I want to know about her, the invention or the writing book, and someone did tell her that it's a far-fetched idea. She's dreaming on a dream pipe dream, and I just want to, you know, elaborate on that with her and tell her, give her more words of comfort and support, because it's not a dream. You know, that's a reminder that if she's successful, you and I are getting 10%, right?
yeah, lottery, yeah. and Lisa's got the book coming out. Okay, so the energy from the fingertips, okay, obviously is the typing. Actually, they'd like to use more of the typing. The
creativity, it was creating, right?
Yeah. Once you get started, you won't stop. The energy will just flow from it. I want to thank everyone for calling in and being part of the show. Everyone in the chat room, Crone, Renee, guest 11172, Lisa, Paisley, and Ellen, I thank you for being here.
They can email me after. They can email me tonight. I'll be on the computer tonight, so that's fine. But listen,
all right, and
not,
I'll put Dory's email address in the chat room, and anyone who wants to email her, you just go right ahead, and she'll give you clarification if you need it.
Right,
because
great.
Dory
I will
like,
talk to you.
All right.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate you. I appreciate you inviting me tonight. It was great. I wish we had more time.
You know, they're going down to half an hour soon, so that'll be
we'll
have half as much time. Lisa just emailed you.
Okay, great. And I'll respond to her, and I'll get on you, and I'll talk to you, and I will not call your home number next week. I'll make sure I got this going.
We had a good laugh over it. All right,
sure.
I'll call you in a bit. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.